I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hemp is legal, and that could put a crimp in the number of misdemeanor marijuana cases prosecuted across Texas.
Hemp and pot look alike. The difference, the amount of THC, can only be verified through lab testing. The DPS says they'll do testing just in felony cases. Such accredited labs are not up and running in local police or sheriff's offices. Texas Tribune criminal justice reporter Jody McCullough says that could lead to a patchwork of punishment across jurisdictions for misdemeanor possession of 4 ounces or less.
You could go from, you know, we're going to confiscate this and then take and go on your way to you're being prosecuted and facing jail time for possession or low-level sale.
She says the DPS did not get additional funding for labs when hemp became legal. Barbara Schwartz, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.